Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
I'm Earl Miles, known as Merlin of Chaos throughout the land of Drupal. I'm known for having written the Views module, as well as panels and C-tools, and a whole host of other random things. For the last 3 years, I had been employed by Sony Music, formerly Sony BMG, and when they decided they wanted to end the remote positions, I went looking for other work closer to the Drupal field. I mean, I was doing Drupal stuff there, but Sony isn't really part of the community, and I wanted to make sure I stayed part of the community. So I hit up a few companies, and what's interesting is IO1 isn't one of the companies I hit up. They came to me, and they ended up coming up with this fantastic package where I'm the director of research, and we're putting together a department at IO1 where we're going to make cool stuff and see if it works. So we get to do the interesting projects. We don't have to do kind of the scut work that a lot of people are stuck with, which is where the money is, but instead we're going to try to make cool stuff and then make money out of it.
Well, so it sounds like there could be something more than just Views and panels maintenance, but something new stuff on the horizon. Is that what that means? Or
Yeah, we're going to try and take the existing bases, make them bigger, better, and cooler, but also some totally new stuff, which I don't know that I can talk about most of it, although the panels distribution that I've been working on, which I've been codenaming Pandora after a public vote, semi-public vote, we want to turn that into a real distro with actual support, better UI, and really improve the panels UI and turn it into something that we can be proud of. Whereas right now, it's because it's been mostly just me doing the UI, it's still kind of a clunky UI. It's better than it could be. It's better than it has been, but there's still a long ways to go before it's really friendly.
And so when we look at Views is obviously the most popular module in Drupal, used almost on every Drupal site out there. So what's sort of on the horizon with what's in Views 3 and Drupal 6, but I guess is also the same as what's in Views and Drupal 7? Is that correct? Or?
Yeah, the same features are going into the 3 branch in both Drupal 6 and 7. Most of the work on Views 3 is done in terms of main features. There's two big issues that we still have to find some time to work on. We started with new query backends, so you don't have to have just SQL, which means Apache Solr, for example, was one of the first real adopters of this. So you can use Views to query your Apache Solr backend. There's stuff out there to use Views to query Flickr API. And there's a Summer of Code project, which is going to try and merge this with the Feeds module, so you can use Views to read feeds from whatever format Views can do, and then import them into your site through the Feeds module. And that's the first big feature we've done, but we've also got OR. Finally, we have the ability to actually do an OR in the UI. We've got pluggable pagers, so that it will be easier to do more paging where you can do fuzzy paging, or paging based on dates, or paging based on letters rather than just counting a number, which is the only thing we can do now. There's also pluggable exposed filters, which allowed us to expose things like the sort order. It can now be exposed as a widget. So it's not really exposed filters anymore, and it never really had been, but that's all that was there. So you can also expose items per page because of the way the pager plugin works, and a few other cool things, but the plugin allows you to come up with something completely different if you want or need. We also have the group by support, so you can do more in the way of calculations, which should add more power to the Views Calc module when that actually gets integrated in. And that was a really big change in how Views works, because group by is a really serious change to the query, but it's something people have really been needing.
What does that mean on the user-facing side, that we'll be able to, you mentioned Views Calc, but what would the user see on the screen that they wouldn't be able to do before?
You can do, say you've got fields that are like numbers on a node, you can group on something that the node references and add up all those numbers to get sums or do averages or other SQL formula. And it's a more traditional report system, particularly if you've got financial data. You know, you want to add up the numbers to find out where you're at or count how many users are doing something. A lot of that's been really difficult to accomplish in Vue because it doesn't really support a group by.
So it sounds like it's at the level of SQL rather than getting the information out of a SQL database and doing the calculation via PHP. Is that right? Or
yeah, that's right. It lets the SQL engine do the calculation, and it reduces the number of records. Because when you do the calculation in PHP, you end up with hundreds of records that you really want to compress into one line, which means it's harder to page. So Vue doesn't really let you do that.
Is there any other big thing in Vue?
The footer, header, and empty text are now handlers. So instead of just having a block of text that you can put there, you can code up plugins and have it do anything. And we've already got people working on links so that you can just dump in links that make sense to the Vue without having to write code to do it. And you can have more than one in each of these areas, so you can do stuff that is appropriate. And I think that's something that, as we see how more people want to use it, we'll get more plugins for it.
When we look at what happened with the upgrade from Vue to Drupal 6 to Drupal 7, we had something interesting where there was a lot of people that weren't you, or maybe you were involved, but there seemed to be a considerable effort of other people coming in to help give that initial port. Maybe you could just talk about that process and how you saw it from your perspective.
Yeah, what happened was a small group of people, including Charlie Negesi, Damien, I don't remember exactly how to pronounce his last name, Turneau, I think, and Daniel Winner, that's how he pronounces his last name, and I think a couple of other people too that I'm not remembering offhand, took it upon themselves to go ahead and follow what we've been doing and convert Vue to the new database format. And I mean, it was a pretty seriously intense amount of work. The changes to the database format were meant to be Vue friendly, but it still affected Vue very, very deeply and touched a lot of code. There was also changes to the JavaScript layer, which was able to reduce a bunch of Vue's code. So it's been a lot of work, and I have had to do very little work myself on Vue for D7, which has allowed me to work on these features so that we've been able to expand Vue at the same time that this has been going on. So for the first time ever, we actually have a team working on Vue, which is great. It is much nicer than being just me. And as we go forward, I'd love to make it even more of a team so I can participate less, do more architecting, and push stuff of the actual work off on other people.
What else is on your radar? I know you're working on panels stuff as well. And is there anything in some core work, perhaps, but what else has been on your radar in terms of code the last year?
Oh, does there have to be more than that? I mean, panels and C-tools are a really sort of broad project. I mean, C-tools came about because I had to write a bunch of tools to make all the stuff I wanted in Vue to work, and then I wanted to put all this stuff in panels as well, so I split out those tools, created the C-tools module, and broke out a lot of panels. A lot of what people think of as panels is actually the C-tools part, and panels has been more or less reduced to just the layout manager portion. And the whole thing of dealing with pages and creating site structure, that's the page manager, really. But there's a lot of tools and C-tools. A couple of them have gone into core. People are very excited in particular about the plugins and the export tool, but also the form wizard tool. Some people are excited about because it's really hard to do multi-step forms in Drupal. And we have ways to do it, but I've never really liked the philosophy that goes into it. So the tool I built actually treats all the steps as separate forms. And it's like a choose your own adventure book. You pick a path that goes from form to form, and they're not really necessarily related to each other, and use a central object store to keep the data until it's finished, and then do whatever you need to do.
The C-tools being the chaos tools after Merlin of chaos, and there's also certain exportable elements that I guess people have been using for features and other stuff. But maybe if you were to give a pitch as to what C-tools, how you see it in terms of what it does, the function of it.
I think of C-tools as a sub-core, a set of APIs that I consider missing from core. And I don't think all of them are perfect because a lot of the APIs have to evolve. We have to put out there what we're going to do, get it into the wild, see how people use it, and then react and make sure that what we come up with is the same thing people want to use, because it usually isn't. Usually you come up with something that sounds really cool, and then the people out there using it come up with things you never thought of. So a lot of the things that's nice about C-Tools is that because it's not on the long core development cycle, we can react to what people want, and C-Tools has seen a lot of great changes because of it. And we have seen some of the stuff that's in C-Tools already go into Core, like the Ajax mechanism merged with Core's Ajax mechanism to provide a really great Ajax stuff, and Randy Fay will be talking about that at DrupalCon, and his presentation will be available. People really, really need to see this stuff and understand how much easier it's going to be to do Ajax in D7. And Exportables makes it so you can take stuff out of the database, put it back into code, and keep it in better revision control, and separate the structure better from your actual user-generated data, which is a big problem in Drupal, and it's one step of the solution to do that. Not the only step, but a very important one, especially with Features Module. That integration has been very powerful.
Yeah, it seems like the general trend of getting all the stuff that's just saved in the database into code so that the migration path from development and staging is easier. I don't know if that's why you did it, but that seems to be a side effect of it.
That is actually one of the main reasons I like to do it that way. I don't remember why I did it originally in Views. Honestly, I think in Views it was because I wanted people to be able to share their views easily. So it was a way to export your view and then put it into code and give it to other people. But what it really ended up doing was changing that you don't need the database as much for your site structure, which turns out to be really critical in deployment. And we haven't solved all the problems, but it's a big step.
And finally, maybe you could just maybe talk about the process of finding a job. It seems like you were in a pretty unique position at Sony, where you're kind of like in a research and development position already, where you kind of get free rein to work on whatever you wanted, which ended up to be Views and Panels, which was helping Sony. But there didn't seem to be a lot of similar positions out there, so maybe you could just sort of talk about that, what sort of insights or realizations you had in the process of finding another gig like that.
It turned out there actually were a fair number of companies willing to make that kind of position, because I'm known somewhat for my productivity. I've got a big body of work, and that was my resume. I didn't actually have to come up with a new resume, because why bother? My code's out there. They can see the code. They know exactly what I do. So this was more of an exploration to see who would find what I do to be a good fit. Chapter 3 was one of the companies that I talked to very heavily, because they're very invested in Panels and wanted to move forward with that investment. They put up a very good offer, and I was very, very tempted to go with it. The fit was a little bit better at IO1, because there is a lot of, you have to do client work. And none of the offers were without doing some client work, but the less of that I could get, the better off I felt. So that was one of the things about IO1, is less client work, because that's not what I find interesting.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.